God bless you. This is specifically for empaths, those that maybe are Christian or associate with being Christian or having been born again and really loving Jesus Christ and really being interested in the Bible and the scriptures, or just feeling some kind of desire for truth and desire for Jesus and not really knowing who he is. And then those that are kind of spiritually open and maybe hear various teachers in different ways that they have been out there as a spiritual seeker. Maybe Jesus has been mentioned and there's been all these variations about who they say Jesus is, and you're still undecided. So this is to help people that associate with being very sensitive or empathic to understand a little bit more about what the Bible has to say to us and about us specifically, where do sensitive people come from, where do empaths come from. And I want to challenge you that, you know, we all are called to discernment in the scriptures. As if we're Christian, we are called to be very, very discerning. And the Bible says, test the spirits. And the way that we test the spirits is literally, first of all, the spirits, meaning there is a spiritual world. And a lot of sensitive people know that. And that, and the New Age really draws a lot of sensitive people because the church seems to get very quiet on the issue of a spiritual world, even though the Bible is alive with stories about how everything begins in the spiritual world and manifests in the physical. This is something that the sorcerers of this day, for lack of a better word, know a lot about. And because they're talking about it, it draws the sensitive person and the empath into that territory because it's more validating to the sensitive person. So we need, as Bible believers, to be talking about what the Bible says about the spirit world. So that's one thing, is to acknowledge that what's missing in the world is teachers that are teaching about the spirit world from a biblical perspective, so that sensitive people can get answers that they need for things that they're wondering about, things that they're experiencing, things that they feel in their heart that they have a call to know. Please share this with other people that are suffering as sensitive people, as empaths, people that are confused, people that have been in and out of the church, people that maybe are just starting to pick up the Bible or just starting to hear the name Jesus and not have a negative reaction by the name Jesus Christ. These are things that I've come out of. This is particularly about people that claim to be experts on empaths without knowing the biblical view of where does an empath really come from? Where does this term originate? Why isn't this in the scriptures? This term is not in the scriptures. There's no reference to empath. And another thing is, we have to determine what the definition is of an empath. So when someone says empath isn't in the Bible, well, how do we know that? Maybe there's, okay, what does empath mean? Empath, to some people, it means feeling other people's feelings, right? To some people, it means caring about the world, carrying the world on their shoulders, maybe carrying a burden, what a Christian might think of as burden bearing, bearing a burden of caring about a certain group of people, caring about a certain subject matter that they then respond to or that they are then called to. So a lot of people could say an empath is someone that's spiritually oppressed and very heavy as far as their spiritual self. They could say an empath is very attacked in their desire to move forward in life in general. An empath could be someone that feels victimized by society, maybe a victim of predatory people. So you can see where, all the way across the board, we don't really have a firm definition of what empath is, as far as what, it's not the same in everyone's mind. A lot of people don't even know the term at all. So we see it a lot in the New Age teachings of people that talk about the spirit world, again, because it's spiritual oppression that a lot of empaths feel. They feel something that isn't physical. You can't see, you can't look at an empath and see this burden on them. It's something that they feel. When we take an empath and they're online and they're searching, what they're going to find is people that claim to be experts about how to feel better, how to get better, how to do better, how to get on top, right? So it's going to be a lot of advice about read this book, rest more, make sure you stay away from certain types of people. It's just that simple, more superficial information it's just basically telling you what to do step by step. But this is a deeper issue, and empaths know that, so they're continuing to seek and search. They feel validated by these books and teachers and things that are out there, but even the top best-selling authors are giving that same advice. It's like they don't know anymore. Even the PhDs and the people that have been in these psychological circles for years, they don't know any more than anybody else that's giving advice on YouTube. It's all the same. It's basically, they don't know anything about the spiritual world. They don't know anything about how we're created. They don't know what God had planned for people. So I want to address this more and more over time. It takes a lot of prayer, a lot of research, a lot of fasting. I've been praying for 2 years now about revelation on the empath, and it's only right now, this moment, that I have spoken on it for the first time. So there's two things I want to say about it right now, and then I want to go into it more as I continue to research. One is God is bringing up a remnant church. There's a remnant that he's calling in the last days that is going to be more attentive to obedience, lovers of truth, people that love the true Jesus Christ. He's going to call those people, no matter what they're into, no matter what they believe, no matter where they are, if they're atheist, if they're into mysticism, if they're believing in Satanism, if they're in secret societies, wherever they are across the board, God is going to call them out, because he's put love of truth in all of us. But he's going to call us to respond to that love of truth. So that's one thing, is that empaths and sensitive people need to know that there is such a thing as a remnant, because that might help validate some of the feelings that they've been feeling. So studying the remnant church and what those scriptures say, it's going to be like, narrow is the gate that leads to life and few there be that find it. It's walking this narrow path. Are all sensitive and empathic people called to be a remnant? No. Those of you that are Christians know that there's different parts of the body. Each person represents a different part of the body. Jesus Christ is the head. So he's the mind that runs the body. So we are just parts, and we all have different things that we do. And I think of sensitive people as we would be the nervous system of the body. Various parts of the body, because we're all individuals, even as sensitive people. So that's just an overview, I think, of what we need to know about that we're not hearing on the internet, as far as what empaths and sensitives need to know about how God created us and what is happening. A lot of people talk about a gift of empath, and there's a huge error in that, because that's not in the Bible. There's not a gift. The Holy Spirit gifts are healing, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. He lists in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. What he does mention, however, is the gift of largeness of heart, which he gave to Solomon. So he said he gave Solomon not only wisdom, which Solomon is known for, but also largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And that's 1 Kings 4:29. And this has been an answer to my prayer, because largeness of heart is a gift that God gave to Solomon. So if we have largeness of heart, that gift is something that we can use to the glory of God. And it's also something that can cause a fall. So Solomon eventually, even though he served God and he rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem, he eventually got stolen by Freemasons of his time into their more mystical version of the faith. What the false brethren do, false brotherhoods, those that do the esoteric, the mysticism, the Freemason, the Illuminism, the climbing the ladder of enlightenment. That was happening even in those days. What they do is they prey upon someone that has largeness of heart, and they speak the ideals of virtue. They speak liberty. They speak brotherhood. They speak endurance. It's selling someone that has a big heart into a false concept of how to use that heart. And it's very snaky. It's very manipulative. And it can draw someone with a large heart completely off of what God wrote for them. And it's someone that does not want to be fully obedient. So you can have largeness of heart with the capacity to love other people to such a level that it's almost consuming. Jesus, he had largeness of heart, but it was in mercy. It was in compassion. It was never feeling their feelings. It was never taking on their feelings. It was never fixing them. This whole Jesus was an empath thing. That's so offensive to God. Jesus was perfect, and empaths are far from it. Feeling other people's feelings is coming from an injury. It's coming from a spirit. Largeness of heart comes from God. But that is mixed with the error of coming from occult families, coming from codependency, unhealed trauma, soulishness. That's what empaths have. That is not what Jesus ever had. It's a misunderstanding, and it's a prideful thing for a lot of people. Thousands of people that glam onto this and identify with this and start to champion this and say, yes, we're like Jesus, and he was like us. And it's just so prideful and so erroneous. So anyway, you can have largeness of heart. That's something that you can claim, and also know that you can take a big fall with that. And God can use it, but the devil can use it too. So there's Freemasons all over the world that had or have largeness of heart. They claim to be charitable. They have largeness of heart for their brotherhood. They have largeness of heart for these virtues and their own enlightenment. And it turns out that their largeness of heart ends up being up through the stages. It gets manipulated, so they end up having this heart for Lucifer, who ends up being who they find out the God is that they've been loving all this time. They don't find that out at the beginning, at the lower stages. And this is something that I went through my own mystical initiations, and you know, finally coming to the final point of the so-called enlightenment and realizing that light is Lucifer. And that's the God that you would be serving. And that ultimately, obviously, is death. And the whole path of it is to death. So what am I saying to empaths is be careful of the teachers that claim to know anything and be experts about empaths, even the psychologists, even the medical, the MDs and the best-selling authors. They haven't had revelation about what the scriptures say about sensitive people and empaths and how the spirit world operates according to the Bible and why empaths feel spiritually oppressed, psychically attacked, and have these metaphysical experiences. These things are explained in the scriptures. They may not be explained in the church, but they are in the scriptures. And we have a responsibility to read. If we're reading all these other texts, if we're spiritual seekers and we're seeking everything but reading the Holy Bible, there's a major issue there. And it always comes down to some emotional issue that has to do with how they feel when they read certain things, because they're not understanding. We do need eyes to see. We need spiritual eyes. We need to pray for spiritual eyes so we can have revelation about what the scriptures say from beginning to end, what the whole story is. We need good teachers. We need the Holy Spirit. So we need salvation first. But once we have given our lives to Jesus Christ and received salvation from our sins, then we have new life and we're able to invite the Holy Spirit indwelling. By receiving the Holy Spirit, we have this clarity. Thank goodness we have this clarity. We have eyes to see finally. We could see things in the scriptures that we weren't able to see before. we see why we had all these personal offenses about certain things we did not understand about God. And the whole world misunderstands. And the scriptures say that the whole world will misunderstand. So empaths, you need to get a good Bible teacher and pray to the living God who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. So pray to the creator of the heavens and the earth. Are you the God of the Bible? Did you send your son, Jesus Christ, to wash away our sins, to give us a chance for everlasting life? Are you the only way to heaven? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Help me understand that you are loving, that this is a loving plan, that you gave us a way to life when there was no way to life otherwise, and there is no way to life otherwise. So, creator of heaven and earth, show me within the next 48 hours, show me in a way that only I will understand, show me in a way that you know I need to hear it. Say that sincerely, and he will begin to work in your life, and he will lead you to good Bible teachers. So, a lot of you have already confessed your life, and I welcome you, and I thank you for continuing to learn on this journey. I want you to research and search along with me, especially if you see yourself as a remnant of this time that is being raised up in truth, in obedience, in submission, and understanding that we cannot step off of the narrow path. There's a narrow gate that leads to life. Few find it, and we do not stray to the right or to the left, and we are to be on that path, to be able to lead others on that path. You are to help other people to salvation, and we do not teach immediately after we get saved. A new convert should not teach, the word says. So if you're a new convert, don't feel pressure. There's a lot of spirits with sensitive people that I feel that came in through gifted programs, that came in through the ways that of the world that we were taught, that came in through occult families or Freemasons in the family. There's a pride about, I have to, as soon as I learn something, I have to teach it. Just get delivered from that so you're not feeling pressure to teach as soon as you get saved. Let yourself, just like Paul did, he went away for 3 years before he began ministering, and he had an enormous, powerful experience with an angel of God that blinded him and then gave him his sight back. So he could have run around and said, look what God did. And he could have, in his pride and his ego, started running around and teaching that moment, but he didn't. He really had the truth of God, and he knew to go away, and he knew that it would take time to be restored. So God can do a mighty work in your life, but it doesn't mean to go out running out proclaiming things to people and teaching. There's a huge level of maturity that has to happen. I'm silent on so many things. I know a lot of sensitive people are suffering, but it's not my responsibility to go out and say things that I'm not ready to say yet, and God hasn't called me to say. It's not only not my responsibility, but it's irresponsibility to go out and do that. You have to know to pull back and be quiet. You have to know to let God work through those people, directly through those people, and to just put out the basics. You start with your testimony, then you start directing people to the word, and you start directing people to deliverance. And that is the foundation. That's the only thing that they need. And from that point, the revelation of praying for the Holy Spirit indwelling, then they're going to have the Spirit of truth. So there's not a lot that we're going to need to do except shepherd then people through those experiences and help them understand. So there's so much to say. Check my website. There's a lot of new articles. There's Bible studies. There's things on trauma, lists and quizzes you can take on spiritual gifts. There's counseling, really exciting things. So God bless you. I hope this was helpful. Reach out to me if you have any questions. Bye for now. God bless you.